Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Are dogs a burden? The Irish Independent columnist Rosalind D recently discussed how, although she loves bringing her dog everywhere she goes, there are some places where human experience should be put first. And I'm inclined to agree, because at the moment it feels like the needs of the dog are put first. At the moment in Ireland, we seem to be in the midst of a dog poo pandemic, where it seems that owners are unable to take responsibility for their dog's poo when they're out and about. Despite the mounds of shite lining up on our streets and other public spaces, just 37 fines for dog fouling were issued nationwide in 2024. The low numbers are down to the difficulty in being able to issue a fine in the first place. Similar to other littering offences, a dog fouling fine can only be handed out if the dog owner was witnessed when the fouling happened. The owner is identified by the witness, and the witness testifies the owner left without picking up the dog's waste. Another major problem, of course, is the injuries, some fatal, that have been inflicted by certain dog breeds, making our streets unsafe. Now, obviously, we're all well aware the XL bully breed ban is coming into effect from the 1st of February. But I have seen these dogs without muzzles, even after all the publicity about the importance of muzzling them. Only the other day, I saw somebody with an XL bully sat right beside me, the dog with no muzzle. And a new study has warned that the man's best friend might be a hindrance rather than a help for some owners. And that kind of makes sense to me, depending on the owner, by the way. Researchers from university in Hungary found that the burden of owning a dog is much higher than previously suggested. Vet bills, insurance costs, restrictions on travel, and the inevitability of outliving their pet were all listed as some of the biggest problems, as well as picking up and cleaning up after them. According to a study, the worry, sadness and guilt associated with dog ownership can lead to long-term medical conditions like chronic stress, depression. People get a dog with only the positives in mind and the view that the dog will complete their families and make their lives all happy again, when in actual fact, the negatives can really outweigh the positives. So what is the answer? How can we stop the scourge of dog fouling? How can we ensure our streets are safe from wild dogs, dangerous dogs? And should we be becoming less dog friendly and realise that dogs, in fact, are a hindrance, according to this article? Are your dogs a burden? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Jason first if I can. Jason, I mean, look, you have a dog, Lulu, the German Shepherd. Is Lulu a burden to your family?
No, Niall, never, never. Hold on for 1 second. Lorraine, the kids want you.
Oh, Jesus.
Close that door there, will you?
There's a domestic in the house already. We've only started. Yeah, Lorraine, close the door. Hold the on. Kids want you, will you? For God's sake, just deal with the kids, Lorraine.
Yeah. That bleeding nightmare to you.
Who, the dogs or the wives? Which one are you talking about?
Hold on. The wives. Yeah. Right, go on, my kids. Yeah, dogs.
Right, sorry. are dogs a hindrance or are they a great asset to your family?
Lulu's a brilliant asset to our family.
Mm.
They're a bleeding nightmare, Niall. You have to clean up after them. There's hair all over this house. It looks like a second barbershop sometimes.
This is what I'm talking about. If you get sick, you go to the bed.
She's gone now. She's gone upstairs.
Okay, so you had to say that while she was around.
I can be honest now.
So
I've a little black yoke sitting in front of me. I call her fanny dog, right? This thing is Jesus, sits in a handbag. It pisses and shits all over this house.
Oh,
now,
no.
Lulu's great. Lulu's well trained. Lulu will only go to the toilet in a certain part of my back garden. I can clean it up after her. She will sit there all day. Now, Lulu, the hair on Lulu is a nightmare, but that's just the breed of dog she is. She's a German Shepherd, you know?
Right. Do you have carpets or wooden floors?
Wooden floors and tiles.
All right,
I wouldn't be that stupid, Niall, after that. I've even changed all our furniture to leather, if you know what I mean, you know, just so there's no second dog hair everywhere. You can just wipe it down and hoover it. But that's just the owner, that's just having her, but I have her for security reasons. You know my job.
Yeah.
I'm not always here, so she's a great security dog.
Yeah.
But the other little yoke, that fucking little yapper.
Yeah, and while it pisses and shits everywhere.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Niall. It's like a fucking doll.
Right.
Yeah.
And does the wife love it?
Well, you know where I come in this fucking list, don't you?
Yeah, you're bottom of the ladder here. Yeah? And she told us that, by the way. She did tell us that one day, that if the house went on fire and it was just you and the dogs were left in the house, she'd save the dogs first.
She'd be grabbing the dog.
Yeah. Because by the way...
Because I'm a man and I shouldn't have got myself into that position.
Okay, so that's the first part. The dogs can be a bit of a burden, right? There's no doubt about it.
They can. When you're going away or if you need a weekend away or to make sure... Like, we have a great neighbour. We'd look after her dog, you know, blah, blah, blah. So she'd come around and she'd feed them and let them back into the house at night and put them back out in the morning. When you're going away, you have to think about them.
There's two other aspects, right? Do you muzzle the dog when you bring her out? Because she is on the list of dogs that should be muzzled.
When she's out with Lorraine, she will be. When I have her out, it's like fucking 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, 9, 10 o'clock at night. We live out the country. There's no more fields around us. I wouldn't have her out. I'd bring her into the fields and let her run on. You know, but I can do that. If I lived in a city, she would be muzzled.
You're a farmer's worst nightmare. So you'd bring her out into the fields in the middle of the country and let her run around like an Isaac.
I didn't say that. I'd bring her to the field at the back of it. There's no livestock in it. Right, there's a massive, must be 40, 50 acres behind me. No livestock. If there's livestock in there, she doesn't go near them. But because we live down the country, Niall, I've trained my dog that well. Cats, all the neighbours will tell you, the cats run out of bushes. My dog won't move. I bring her down. She won't go near any of the farms if she sees livestock. If she sees horses, she'll sit beside me. I have trained her that well, Niall. No word of a lie. I could show you someday. She will not budge. She won't jump up on you. She won't approach it, but that's because I put the time and effort into it because I need her here to do a job for me.
Okay, so you're walking down the road with her, bringing her for a walk, and not out in the field, and she stops to have a shit. Do you pick it up?
Yeah, 100%.
What do you say to people who don't? Because there's like a dog poo epidemic going on at the moment, and there's murder going on over it. It's everywhere.
I'll tell you why, because these are these gobshites that got their dogs at the time of the pandemic. When everybody went out and grabbed the dog because they were stuck in their houses all day and didn't realise what it took to keep the dog. The amount of dogs being given up and abandoned. And most of this is from people. I just see it all the time when I'm out walking. And I will say to people, I'll stop and look at them. Hello? And you know these are people that... They're not dog lovers. They're not dog people. They haven't had dogs all their lives. They got these because they were an Instagram thing when they were all on COVID.
Well, one man, by the way, who's a tough guy who comes on the radio quite a lot, and I'm sure has a really big tough dog, is Steve. Who has that? Yeah, it's a little Chihuahua, isn't it? What is it? A Chihuahua or something? What is it you have?
I don't know. It's a cross breed of some little thing with another little thing. I don't know.
Do you want another little thing? Cross
no,
with another
I don't.
Little thing, Steve. What about fucking Blackwood here,
Jason? You know, I was just about to say to you, man, sometimes I listen to you and I think that's a very smart, clever guy. And there's other times I think he's a fucking moron. And I tell you why you're a moron. Do you think one second Lorraine doesn't listen to this and she's not going to hear you tomorrow?
Yeah, but Steve, I'll be in Cork tomorrow night if you struck.
So, Steve, your little dog, right? Is it a hindrance or is it an asset to you?
Who, gay buddy?
Oh, you told me the dog is gay as well. Well, you figured he's gay. Yeah, okay. But is it...
Yeah, gay buddy. He's an absolute hindrance. Now, people are going to say, you know, oh, Steve, he's an awful scumbag. You know, how dare he say stuff like this. In my opinion, every dog in the world, just throw them in the wood chipper. Get rid of them.
Steve.
Why did you get the dog? What she did say to me was, look, let the little lad grow up, you know, with a dog, man's best friend, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, man's best friend was never this little tiny, little yappy thing that exactly does exactly what you just said, Jason. Pisses everywhere. Just absolutely everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. And that's not man's best friend.
There's no trade of these little dogs.
Man's best friend was a Labrador. A Labrador, German Shepherd, Rottweiler. Yeah. That's a big dog. That's a man's dog.
A man's dog.
Yeah, it was to protect you. Dogs originally were, we domesticated dogs to protect us, to give us early warning. That's what they were for. I mean, that's why we domesticated. We didn't domesticate dogs to stick them in fucking handbags and stick stupid jumpers on them and stick stupid fucking hats on them and take stupid photographs of them and stick them up all over stupid Instagram.
Well, now, Steve did tell us at Christmas that it's not his other half, it's his flatmate now, our housemate. She did buy him a little jumper, didn't she?
Well, she bought the jumper with the little light-up thing. She bought him slippers, flip-flops.
For the snow. No, you buy them for the snow so that paws don't get cold when they go outside.
Steve, do you bring the dog out for a walk?
Yeah, okay. And?
So you do bring it for a walk every now and again?
I do, of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm made to bring the dog for a walk. I don't volunteer to do it.
Right, okay. So does the dog have a poo when it's outside, which is a kind of natural instinct?
Absolutely. I know where you're going with this, Niall. And here's the thing. Again, I don't care what people think of me. I am not carrying around dog shit in my pocket. I am not putting no glove on my hand. I'm not putting a bag over my hand. I'm picking up warm dog poo and just putting it in my pocket or putting it in the bin. I'm not touching it. I'm sorry, but I don't like to go around touching the feces of other animals. And what is this crap, by the way? This crap of whatever that article was. There's a pandemic of dog poo. What the fuck is wrong with the media these days? Everything is just exaggerated.
But I know hill walkers and people who live in areas where dogs are brought for walk in public parks and stuff like that. And they said they're sick of it. You can't walk anywhere. You know, women say with, you know, children and buggies, there's poo all over the wheels of the buggies.
Hold on.
Nothing worse than the smell of it if it's on your shoe when you get back into a car.
Just hold on a sec. Were these people not alive during the 80s? That was a poo pandemic. When there was actually wild dogs running around on the streets. When dogs were just roaming everywhere.
This is not the 1970s or 80s.
Exactly. It's not that anymore, but they're making it as if it is. Niall, I haven't seen a piece of dog shit. I go out on a walk with my dog, and actually the only shite that I do see is his from the day before. That's it.
Well, you recognise it, do you?
Well,
would you not just get a little packet of bags and pick it up?
Niall, are you mental? Now, look, how can I say this without damaging your listeners' fragile
ears. I thought you were going to say my reputation. It's already in tatters, but
your listeners' fragile ears. Sometimes the dog's stool is not, the viscosity isn't exactly pick upable.
you need a straw to do it, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Okay, well, hang on. No, let me bring Billy in. Billy, I mean, you heard Jason there. Obviously, he has great value on his German Shepherd, but the little small one is a nuisance. You know what I mean? Sorry, Billy?
It wasn't me. I was just listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
just picking up on the viscosity is not pickable. That must be the phrase of the day.
Yeah, the viscosity is not pickable. Yeah.
So I'm sitting on the couch here with a 40-kilo German Shepherd, and he is not a burden at all. Not a burden at all. And Niall, you know, I packed up the car and I traveled to Europe with the dog over the summer. Not a burden at all. No issues whatsoever.
But you do have to clean the hairs up from all over the house, because German Shepherds do molt a lot.
They do, and it's called a robot vacuum, Niall, and it goes around the house once a day. It does all the work for me.
Does that all get clogged up?
Once you clean it out, now that's fine.
Mm. Yeah. Dog hairs can be tough to even hoover because they clog up hoovers and everything, you know what I mean? Depending on the type of dog. Why don't you solve my hair, you know?
They're so long with a German Shepherd now, it doesn't matter.
Mm. I mean, you can get dogs that don't shed, of course, you know.
You can do, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't want to go through that hassle. Maybe Jason could swap the dog he has for one that doesn't shed.
Not swapping Lulu, are you joking? I'd say Jason would be swapped before Lulu would be swapped.
Now, when you go out and bring the dog for a walk, do you pick up after it?
Yes, I do pick up after it. I've got a bag. I've got bags in my pocket at all times.
And what happens if the viscosity, as Steve mentions, is not the most friendly? Let's just say.
Well, Niall, you can't pick up liquid, unfortunately, can you? So you do your best, but... You do your best, but you have to hope that there's a shower of rain that comes on after.
Right, okay. So you will have a go at it.
No, I'll have a go at it, but, like, if it's, you know, if it's liquid...
You know what? I rarely ever agree with Steve. And I started this topic off thinking these horrible people. I never thought of this viscosity aspect of it.
I'll tell you what, Niall. You have your can of Red Bull in front of you on the table there now, do you?
I do indeed.
Yeah, there we go. If you were to knock that can of Red Bull over and it was to spill all over the table, and I was to give you a plastic bag to pick it up with,
yeah,
what do you think you'd do?
I wouldn't be worth it. I'd walk away and get a cloth. Yeah. No, I understand. But what are we going to do? Because it is a problem, Billy. Do you increase the fines?
It is a problem. And
Steve doesn't think so, but I mean...
And Steve, you're part of the problem.
Here's the thing. I will hold my hand up high and say to everybody out there, yes, I am part of the problem, but I am part of the problem for a good reason. And this is going to sound super childish, but shit is icky. You know, there's no way that I want to go around picking up another species poo off the ground and carrying it in my pocket until one of those bins become available.
I understand that, Steve. It is icky, and no one wants to carry poo around. But you like, no one forced you to get the dog either.
Oh, she did. No, I was forced to get that dog.
In your case, but like, no one forced me to get the dog. I got the dog on my own volition. I knew what I was getting in for.
But I mean, this research was done.
And hold on, Steve. If you're caught by a warden in the unlikely event, because there's hardly any bloody wardens in the country, but very unlikely event. If you're caught, how do you think your excuse will go now?
I'll just claim it's not the dog, it's mine.
What if he sees it?
I'm joking, of course. Look, if they think they can give me, they can give me the fine all they want. I would refuse, point blank. I am not picking it up. I will, whatever it is, 120 euros.
You pay the fine.
But by the way, just before we go to the break, Billy, just in relation to dogs in general, the research at the University of Hungary found that dogs are a burden to own. And not quite, you know, the wonderful thing that most people think, because of, you know, the insurance costs, the vet bills, the restrictions on travel, the inevitability of outliving your pet, all of those things, all of the aspects, going on holidays, you have to find someone to look after it, unless you want to bring it like you do. You know, I mean, so generally speaking, they can be quite worrisome, you know, having and owning a pet. It's a huge responsibility. And people believe, you know, it's great, but not until they get one. I mean, would you agree with that they can be a burden?
No.
That's pretty straightforward.
Flat out, no. It's a case that if you don't know what you're getting in for, then yeah, I'd say it might be a bit of a shock to you. But if you understand what you're getting in for, then you kind of know what you're getting in for. It's not going to be a burden if you know what you're getting in for, is it?
Yeah, but Jason's little dog running around the house pissing all over the place—that's a serious burden, isn't it?
That's a pain in the second neck nail. That's what that is.
Yeah.
You know, apparently, is it a boy dog, Jason?
No, she's not. I think she was pretty badly abused before we got her. It's more of a nervous thing with her. Now Lulu's just had to come in to say hello now, and she's moaning. Okay.
Oh, well, you're saying look at his radio, Jason. Sorry. We'd love to look, but you know.
I actually just sent you a picture of Lulu there. I didn't know.
Oh, I'll have a look in a second. Well, I have to go into a break anyway. The number is 087-188-0008. Look, she's molting. Look, everybody. 087-188-0008. Are dogs a burden? And also, what Steve said. Look, I would be the first one to say, and I did say at the very start, isn't that awful that people are letting their dogs foul all over the place? You know, and dog fines, well, only 37 of them last year. But the way Steve kind of puts it, I kind of agree. If it was, I don't think I'd fancy that, you know, picking up warm poo like. All right, let me, Steve and Billy, just stay there a second. Let me just go to Mary as well. Mary, hi, how are you?
Hi, Ned, how are you?
I'm good, Mary. Mary, now you're kind of stuck minding your son's dog at the moment.
No, I was.
Oh, you were? You were. Oh, you put a stop to it, yeah, okay.
I was, yeah. And I did a favour for him, and then he took advantage of it.
Right, and how long did you have the dog for?
He was here for about 2 years, I'd say. No, so
that was hardly minding, was it? It was like more like adoption. Anyway,
it was a commitment.
It was a commitment.
You know what I mean? Full on commitment. I wasn't doing that. I did it because he started work, you know what I mean? And I kind of said, right. But then I said, when you come home now, you have to take him out. Because I couldn't take him out because he'd tear me up the road.
And what sort of dog was he?
One of those. What?
What sort of dog is he?
A Staffordshire.
A Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
One of those.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, not the ones now.
No, not the XL Bully, but it's still a Staffy. It's still a decently powerful dog, yeah.
Powerful, very.
Yeah. Mm.
But a pet. But they're unpredictable as well. I think
you can call it a pet if you want. I wouldn't. I wouldn't keep one in my house.
No. Okay. Park that.
I'd rather
keep
a lion in my house. But go on, yeah.
Yeah, but you see, I had open heart surgery and he had to be walked. So I said, how are we going to do this now? You know? Because his friend died and he had all this going on with himself, my son.
Right.
That was fine. So I said, I got myself and my brother. Because I couldn't do it. Anyway, long story short, as time went on, it was kind of becoming a bit of a habit, you know?
Clearly after 2 years, yeah.
Sorry?
Clearly after 2 years, it was a habit, yeah.
It was a habit. Yeah, but he was doing it for a year. He was doing it for most of the time. But the fact that I started doing it because he asked me, he kind of gone, it was going into kind of every day. I said, no. Nah.
And who was paying, who was, by the way, for the 2 years you had the dog, who was paying for its food and?
Oh, yeah, he was, of course. Oh,
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, he, of course he was, yeah.
Yeah, because those dogs eat a lot.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, he was the type now that you have to draw the line. You have to watch his diet and all that, you know.
Yeah, they just keep eating.
Because he was one of those dogs that had to get an injection every 3 months. He was one of the litter, we said, that had to have this injection.
Why?
Because of his food kind of thing, whatever. Everything had to be just nuts or whatever. You couldn't give him meat. Now, those dogs do take a lot of meat, but not our one, because he was allergic to the meat, we said.
All right, digestional problems, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so when you did bring him out, who cleaned up the poo?
Musha.
You did.
What? I did at the time, I had to, because in Limerick, you see, we've all these yellow bins, right?
Yeah.
On tight poles, and on it is a picture of the dog. So that's what it's for.
Yeah, I know. In Spain, they have little. Well, in Spain, they have a little roll of free bags hanging on poles as well. We don't have that. We're not that clever.
Do we?
Sorry, Billy. Do we have those free bags?
Yeah, there's free bags everywhere now.
Where? I've never seen free bags.
Free bags. Where I live, Niall, there's bag dispensers, yep. And there's a couple of bins around the place.
Yeah, Steve, you've no excuse.
The same. Yeah, no. I have the same here. I see them. There's the little green bags. They're on the lampposts, and Boyle just walked straight past them and ignored them. And actually, something that I just wanted to bring up to you now.
Yeah.
So, about four doors down from me, another one of these yappy little dogs, and I mean all day and all night, bark, 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 bark. And, you know, at the first couple of days, it's okay. But my son, you know, I had to move him from the back room to the front room because I went around to that guy who owns a house and I said, shut that dog up or I'll shut him up. Like, it just goes on. And I know you're going to get people saying, oh, the poor dog is probably bored and they probably need therapy or something like that. You know, there'll be an excuse made, but I don't give a shit. When you have to listen to a constant noise droning every, kind of like when you come on the radio, every day, you know, you're hearing this bark, bark, bark. You want, if the dog was in front of me, I wouldn't be held responsible. Simple as.
No, I know that can be very unkind to people. And we did talk about that last week. We were talking about the fact that, you know, a neighbor was, dog was barking all the time. But generally speaking, it's the dog not being stimulated.
Yeah, but that's not my fault.
No, it's not your fault. You are right. It's not your fault.
I don't blame you for being pissed off at that, Steve. Like, you shouldn't have to live like that. That's not fair.
But what do you think of Mary having to mind a staffy? Now, I wouldn't be minding any staffies, let me tell you.
Damn, you are. Just put in the pound. Jesus Christ, just put the dog in the pound. Surrender the dog. I mean, you know, the pound will take a dog, especially a dog like that.
Mary, Steve goes out and he doesn't even pick up the poo.
I'd have to do it, but you can't leave it because you can't leave it on the ground.
Yeah, you can.
I mean... What?
You can and I do. Do you know what really gets my goat about these types of conversations? So they want to have a go with dog owners constantly. Sorry, love, 2 seconds. What about the cats? People who allow their cats out, they jump up onto bonnets of cars and scratch the paintwork. They pee and poop everywhere. They carry parvo and give it to dogs. You know, they're absolutely filthy animals.
Now, generally, they're feral cats, by the way, generally.
Well, no. There's about 20 cats going around this bloody neighbourhood. There must be like a cat people around here or cat crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
But they're never. You never hear people giving out to people who own cats. It's only dogs.
I suppose you can't. The problem with cats is, you know, you can't follow a cat. You know,
no, but you can keep them in.
Dogs don't jump up on the roofs of buildings. You know what I mean? Dogs are not as athletic as cats. So you know, you can't follow them.
So here's the thing. So let's say I was to get gay buddy here and I was just say, okay, off you go, roam the estate there, do what you want, shite in anybody's garden you want, jump up on their cars, do whatever the hell you want. People would go nuts at me. And yet there's people who allow their cats out 24/7 to do that.
Yeah, well, by the way, can I just say the people who let their cats out 24 hours a day or let their cats wander the neighbourhood, I believe they're irresponsible owners.
Yeah, just lock them in the house.
Well, no, you don't have to lock them in the house, but they should be trained to stay
absolutely
in the house.
Well, where are you going to put them? Where are you going to put them?
Well, they should be trained. Either, you know, we had a cat, and she'd go out the back garden and have her poo, and then she'd come back in again.
That's fine, yeah. Go in and out, like, to go to
it's pedigree. Cats. Most pedigree cats are quite trainable, by the way.
Yeah, and I would agree. But most cats should, like all cats, should be kept indoors. All of them. They shouldn't be allowed roaming the streets. They're the ones who carry.
By the way, you can put a cat on a lead just like a dog.
Now you're a bit farmy if you do that, Noel.
No, like,
would you do it?
Yeah.
Off you go, so. Off you go. You get your cat there. You said you have a cat.
But you can put a cat on a lead.
Go on.
Sorry, Mary, getting back to you minding the dog for 2 years. Okay. So did he take it back in the end? Because Steve said he would have just surrendered the dog to the pound. He wouldn't be minding for somebody else. I wouldn't either, to be honest with
you. No, he was living here in my house.
I know that.
With my son.
The son was living with you? Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
So you're two of them.
Oh, I have one son. No, two sons, but one living with me. The other guy is... He's older. He's older.
Oh, well, that's a different story. So I thought he just gave you the dog for 2 years and abandoned.
No.
Right, okay.
That's
a slightly different spin on it. Well, then it's his responsibility. Yeah, okay.
I love my back garden. He was out the back garden. We got him a pin and...
Shit everywhere.
Oh, fuck that. I couldn't anymore. I just couldn't.
It's gone now anyway. It's gone, Mary, is it?
Sorry?
It's gone now, is it?
I think the point that Mary's making is the dog was a nuisance.
Yeah, the dog was a nuisance. Yeah.
He was,
just say it, Mary. Just say it.
What?
Say it. Just say it. Say he was a nuisance.
I did.
Yeah.
That's why. Problem solved.
Yes. There you go, Billy. Dog was a nuisance. I know she didn't want it in the first place, in fairness.
By the sounds of things, her son was a nuisance as well, Niall.
Well, her son sounds like a nuisance too. Yes, yes.
Oh, now there you go. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And well, Mary, if I could ask you, would you rather your son or the dog back living with you?
Well, at least your son pisses in the jacks, you know what I mean?
Well, does he hit the ball?
I don't know. I just have to pick it up after him. Let me just go. I go to Bernie before I go to the break. Bernie, hi. How are you?
I'm great, Niall. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm dog free zone. Dog free zone down here.
Oh, you? I thought you had a dog.
No, I had. My kids got dogs over there. Mom, I'll mind it. I promise. I got stuck with that for so many. And my husband had an Alsatian, and he had wanted pups, and the dog ran into a car and got one of its legs off. And then we had a tripod. Oh, Jesus, I'm never...
Oh, jeez. What, like you had a three-legged dog with a wheel thing on it?
Yeah. No, three-legged corral. What did he call her? Oh, my gosh. It was beautiful.
Like a little artificial leg.
No, it ran into a car wheel and the wheel took off the poor dog's leg. Anyway, they got parvo in the end, whatever parvo was. I know nothing about animals. It's like, to me, it's like a child, the responsibility of a full child.
It is.
Last night... Like, I don't have a dog, but one of my neighbours has a dog, and it was out yesterday. So I got out of my car last night after being in town, and here, lo and behold, never even checked myself, brought a whole load of dog shit into my house my boots, all the way into my bedroom. I was like a divil when I found out what I had. I didn't know I had it. Because I wasn't expecting to walk in my own garden to dog shit.
But that was Steve's fault, because Steve doesn't clean up after his dog.
Do you know what the worst part of that is? Bernie, do you know what the worst part of that is? You know when you take your shoe off to get the crap off it and you have to get in the nooks and crannies of the shoe? You know the grooves in the shoe and you have to scrape it out? It's nasty.
It's nasty.
I mean, at least a child is happy you can fling it into, you know, you can get rid of it. But I mean...
Just look where you're walking.
Steve, I was in my own garden in the middle of nowhere and I shouldn't have to worry about walking on dogs.
That's a different thing. I'm not allowing my dog to shite in anybody else's gardens. I wouldn't. He's in the park. Like, I bring him out and he's on the lead and he'll just take a dump in the park.
Yeah, but you're the same guy who, if I'm wheeling my grandkids out and if there's dog shit on the path that I don't see, I have the wheels covered in it coming in the door. Like, look at it. I mean, you know, you have to pick it up.
Oh, what a world. There's a bit of shite on the wheel of a buggy.
By the way, on a serious note, there is a real danger. Billy probably knows more about this than I do. But there's a real danger of blindness from dog poo. Billy, I am right. Isn't that right?
I remember hearing that story as a kid, Niall, with someone wiping dog poo in their eye. I don't know what the cause or whatever on that is.
Mm. Maybe it's an urban myth. Bernie's a nurse. You know, Bernie. Dog shit. Does it make you blind?
Yeah, no, it makes a very nasty eye infection, which is very, very hard to kill off.
Like pink eye.
And it can worse than pink eye. I can guarantee it's worse than pink eye.
Right,
okay. You're talking eye drops every 5 minutes for days.
Right, okay.
It's called ocular, Steve.
Antibiotics and steroids sometimes.
Yes, sorry. Hang on, one second. Billy, you wanted to ask Steve something there. Go ahead, Billy.
Just with your not picking up, Steve, have some consideration for people in wheelchairs and things like that. That mightn't see it when they're walking or wheeling towards it, and wheel into it and then get it all over their hands because you're too good and lazy to get a bag out and clean it up after yourself.
Well, no, in fairness, the only reason why I'm laughing is because I just wasn't expecting Niall Boylan to go and blind people.
Because it is true. Because blind people, they don't get to see it. At least I can blame myself if I walk in it, because I should be able to see it. But hang on, but if somebody's blind and they're using a stick and they're walking in it, that's not fair.
You're absolutely correct. The reason why I'm laughing is because I just never thought of that. I never once thought, oh yeah, blind people can't see where they're standing in. By the way, the name of that thing is ocular toxocarius. So that's what you get from dog poo. But it's not widespread, Niall, and it has to get directly in your eye. And how are you going to get it? I mean, if you're standing, you're not going to take your shoe off and rub it in your bloody eye.
Yeah, but you could touch it and then rub your eye, by mistake.
Yeah, wash your hands.
A child. Thank you, Bernie.
Yes, but it's not a bloody pandemic. I mean, a child could do many, many things.
I'm assuming you could also get gastro from it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then give it to the cat owner, Sue.
Cats are usually shit.
Why should you say you're not responsible? If a child goes blind because you were not polite enough to pick up after your own dog, it's not fair. That child didn't do it.
I know what you're saying, love. I get it. But I am not picking up another species poo. I mean, we're the only species on the face of this earth who goes around picking up other species shite.
Stop giving out about cats. Cats, by the way, are known to be the cleanest pets.
And yet they're the ones who carry parvo. And they also, and they also carry that warm thing that gets into your head and causes crazy cat lady syndrome. That's a real thing.
That's not a thing.
That is a real thing.
Because somebody's a crazy cat lady. They're just crazy cat ladies.
What's the name of it? Somebody will text you in, but I can promise you this.
Okay, but I am going to promise you this. You know, factually, it's factually true that cats are the cleanest animals. They actually are the cleanest animals. They are clean.
Hold on. Bit of a Mandela effect here, because I'll tell you why. While people go around saying cats are the cleanest animals, yes, themselves, they're clean, but the shit they leave behind isn't clean.
If a cat's trained, it'll usually shit in a litter. I mean, that's beside the point. Anyway.
Oh, they bury it. They can bury it.
They bury it. Thank you, Bernie. Bernie.
Why do horse owners get away with not having to clean up horse shit from the streets?
That's another good point.
They're supposed to hang a bag, aren't they? The ones that you are using on the streets, they have a bag under their arse.
The last horses I saw on the street were Garda mounted unit, and they were walking down crapping like it was going out of fashion, and no one picking it up after them.
Do you know what AJ just said in my ear? It's not as offensive. I'll tell you what, AJ. Dog poo and step in a horse poo and see which one feels worse.
See which one is more offensive.
You see which one is more offensive. The horse poo is absolutely worse.
No, it's not.
Horses fed oats and hay, and that's supposed to be good for recycling your garden and great making plants grow, and it's environmentally more friendly.
Yeah, but no, I do get what Billy's saying. You know, when the guards are going down the street and the horses, they do poo as they're walking. They're like machines. And it's like, there's quite a lot of it, in fairness.
Niall, can I just correct you on something here?
Yeah.
So, Toxoplasma gadini, which is
You never know you were Googling that, by the way. I'm just saying.
Yeah, of course, I'm doing the alphabet screen here. A microscopic parasite that's found in calf feces that will get into your brain and will stay there until the day you die and set you crazy.
Turn you into a cat lady.
That's what it is. Crazy cat ladies are like those proper ones, like out of The Simpsons. That's what is wrong with them.
The serious side of that is it can pass through the barrier of a placenta and a pregnant woman.
Yep.
And it can grow.
This is like doomsday stuff going on here. You know what I mean?
Exactly. No, so why you complain about a bit of poo?
But here's the thing, Bernie. You know, I have to say, I do understand what Steve and Billy did admit to earlier on as well, that, you know, dogs regularly have, you know, dodgy digestive systems. You know what I mean? And when they poo, it's probably not the easiest thing in the world to pick up. You know what I mean? Eat with your bag on your hand. And I wouldn't be doing that.
But should they be allowed to use public the pathways then, you know, along roads?
But you don't really have much control over it. The dog stops and has one. There's not a lot you can do sometimes. You can pull him along and he still insists on doing it. They decide, not you. They decide where they're going to do it. You can try your best to delay the situation.
So what do you do? Like, I mean, remember years ago, their poo was hard, white stuff.
Let's get the white poo out of the way here, because I knew it was going to come into the conversation today, right? So in the 1970s and 80s, for people who don't remember, there was dog poo everywhere because dogs ran wild on the street. They were strays. Every dog was running around like a lunatic, right?
Yeah.
And there was white poo everywhere, right? And how I remember it was because I was a little gourrier and I had a stick. And you'd stick it in the poo. And you'd see some girl down the road and you'd chase it with a stick and go, "No, dog poo!" And she'd go running, right? But here's the thing. So there was white dog poo, but why was it white? And the theory I came up with was, maybe I could be completely wrong, there was more calcium in it because they were eating bones.
No, absolutely
or
wrong.
Or the sunlight bleached it?
Sunlight bleached it, that's what it is.
But was it not as well to do with the fact there's more calcium in it because in those days dogs were eating more bones?
No, absolutely not. My dog.
So are we getting less sunlight these days then, Steve?
Absolutely must be. You know, global warming and all that.
No, they did. It wasn't as offensive. I don't know what it was. Maybe I'm stupid, but I remember that in the city.
White dog poo.
They all ate bones. So you didn't have anything else for dogs. There was no dog food, you know, unless the scraps off the table.
Can I just raise a different point here, which it should be
very
more
quickly. Let's go to a break.
Everybody.
Yeah, very quickly. Let's go to Ken and a break as well.
Which would be much more interesting than what we're
Ken
talking
about.
Ken
has four dogs. I'm dying to hear what he has to say.
Why in the name of Jesus Christ were you poking shit with a stick, Niall?
I was only about 9. I'd get a stick and stick it and chase a girl up the road with it.
You nasty person.
I'm sure we all did it. Billy, did you do that too?
No, I never chased someone with poo. Maybe that's where I've gone wrong in life now.
Right, baby. Bernie, were you ever chased?
No, but I stood enough of it to know. No, I didn't.
Stay there, Bernie, Steve and Billy. I want to come to Ken straight after the break. Ken, I'll be with you in 20 seconds. All right, he has four dots. Somebody says Niall. It was due to the calcium and dogs eating phones. Right, I'm assuming that was meant to be bones, but it auto-corrected. Let me go to Ken. Ken, hi, how are you doing?
Hi, man, how's it going?
Good. Ken, now, you have four dogs.
Yeah, four dogs, yeah.
What sort of dogs have you got?
We've got a Whippet, a French Bull, Bully Mix, Jack Russell Chihuahua, and a Papillion.
Well, so they're all small dogs.
Oh, no, the Whippet and the Bully are big dogs.
The French Bulldogs, they're small, aren't they?
It's a French Bull mix.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. So it's a kind of big dog then, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And, okay, I'm assuming you have to bring them all out for a walk.
Yeah, we go out about 6 o'clock in the morning and then around 7 o'clock at night.
Right, and do you bring the bags with you?
Oh, yeah. We bring loads of bags because we go out to a dog park and we'll have extra bags in case somebody might forget a bag. So,
oh, look at you. There you go, Steve. So he's the good citizen. He's even helping people like you, Steve.
Yeah,
good for him. Bully for him that he would go around picking up shite. Sorry, it's not my bag. I'm not picking up crap. I know it sounds like a terribly childish excuse for me to turn around and say, you know, that it poop is... I mean, I watched a documentary on the origins of disgust. You know, why we find things disgusting and smell bad and all blah, 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 blah. Because it's bad for our health. We know that. So, years of evolution has told me, don't touch the shite.
Okay, sorry, Ken, can I just ask you, are the dogs, because according to research from Hungary, dogs are a burden to own. Are they a burden?
No. No, they're not. No. They're the only animal in the world that give you unconditional love.
A child can give you that too. Well, they cost a bit more money, mind you. But here's the thing. Dogs are expensive, too, and you got to worry about them when you go on holidays. You got to look after them. You got to bring them for walks. You got to get the vet to look at them every now and again. You know.
But you when you bring a dog for a walk, you're walking yourself. You're exercising yourself as well.
I suppose, yeah.
So it's a benefit for everybody.
Yeah, you could look at it like that. That's all well and good if it's a summer's evening. I wouldn't mind. But in the middle of winter, I'd be well pissed off having to walk out.
Yeah, no, and rained. And the heavy rain.
Or it's raining, yeah.
It's terrible. No, we don't go out in the rain. We don't go out in the rain, no.
Okay.
So what do? You put them on a treadmill, is it?
You put them on a treadmill in the rain. So, Ken, overall, you'd say it's a good experience owning four dogs. By the way, why four? Why not just one or two?
We take in rescue dogs. We rescue dogs. Some dogs that are not. The one dog we have has been bounced around seven different families because they didn't want them. So we take on the problem dogs and we train them, and we know their triggers, so they are happy in our house.
Hmm. And in relation to this, you know, problem that we have in Ireland that was raised earlier on about, you know, this pandemic of dog poo because people are just not picking it up. People like Steve, who just don't pick it up. And even Bernie said she ended up in her shoe the other day walking into the house and all the rest. You know, should we increase the fines? How do we deal with that? How do we stop that from happening?
I'd say increase the fines. But also it's about getting it out there that, come on, people, pick up after your own dog.
There you go.
Like, it's not that hard. Put your hand in the bag, pick it up, done.
What's that lad's name?
His name is Ken.
Ken, come here and I ask you a question, Ken. Let's say myself and yourself are walking down the street hand in hand, and I decided to drop trail in the middle of the road and handed you a bag and said, Ken, will you pick that up for me? What are you going to tell me?
Pick it up yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. So I am not picking up my dog's poo. No, absolutely not. It's the same thing. You're touching shy. Sorry, but I know I'm not doing it. Thanks, but no thanks.
I know what's wrong with you.
What's wrong? I'm not the one that has the problem. You know what? You people are crazy. We are the only... let me explain this really clearly. We are the only species that goes around picking up our other animal shit.
There are other species that go around eating other animals' poo. You know.
Oh yeah.
But realistically, you know, Steve, we're the only people and the only species that keep pets.
Yeah, not M&M's. I was eating Maltesers. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I'm just saying we're the only species that keep pets, so that would be fair. You know what I mean?
I know, yeah, but I understand that. But if the dog poos in the house, I'm not touching it. I just say to her, "Here, go pick up that poo." I'm not doing it. Some people can do it. Some people are absolutely fine.
Mm, yeah.
Well, how am I so mean?
What are you got a phobia about cleaning up shit or something?
No, I'm just not touching poop. I'm not touching it. Why is everybody have an obsession with me touching shite? That sounds weird, doesn't it?
Stephen, come on. Like, I mean, do you just change a child's nappy? Would you have any problem with that?
That's my son. Absolutely. Well, I know I do have a massive problem with it, but I have to do it. That's the point. I have to. With that dog, with gay buddy, not a hope. I'm not going near his crap. Thanks for nothing.
Bernie, I have to say, in relation to changing the child's nappy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm kind of with Steve a little bit here. You know, I remember when I used to, when my kids were babies, like there was one of them in particular had particularly bad diarrhea, right? And I used to have to get a tea towel and make it into like a triangle. I was like a bandit.
Oh, yes. And I do the same thing.
And I tie it around my head while I was changing his nappy because the smell used to make me gag.
Yeah, well, what? Here's one for you.
What do you mean, what, Bernie? Is that so difficult to understand?
You need to make a headband for yourself in case your hair went into it. What?
No. A triangle. I get a tea towel and make a triangle out of it and then put it over my nose and tie it. So I was like a bandit.
Oh. For God's sake, guys. I mean, but I
to stop the smell.
What about adults, people who have diarrhea and vomiting and we have to clean up?
People get paid to do that.
That's why they say nursing is a vocation, Bernie. I wouldn't be doing it. Wouldn't be me.
Bernie, I'll tell you a quick story. Don't take 2 seconds for me to say this. My uncle, last year, I came out of the bedroom, I was walking down the hallway, and I went,
okay, why is there handprints of shit all over my wall? Now, I told Niall the story on the podcast. I was like, why is there handprints of shit all over the wall? And then I went to the bathroom, and then there was literally shit on the floor. It was all up on the toilet. And you could see where he made the attempt in the middle of the night, because his little arse streaked across and made a mark across the seat and everything. Then I went into the bedroom, and I swear to God, His hair was spiked with using shit. Spiked up using shit.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Ken, getting back to dogs. So you don't agree, Ken, with this research? It says dogs are a burden.
No, I don't. No.
Right, but you do condemn Steve leaving the dog poo on the ground.
Yeah, this is not a problem. Put your hand in the bag, pick up the poo. You're not even touching the shit yourself. The bag is touching the shit.
Okay, well, hang on. Jimmy, hi, how are you? I've only got a minute and a half, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, give me the full minute and have a need that, and at least I'm not happy with your attitude earlier than I.
Oh, mine. Okay.
Well, you said you wouldn't pick it up either.
I said if it was runny, you wouldn't. If it was runny.
What?
If it was runny, I wouldn't be picking it up.
Well, okay, let me skip on to the major point.
Yeah.
And Steve is an absolute... You know, he's a joke. I think he just says things to his, you know, royal people and have a laugh. He doesn't have a clue. Like, have I seen that guy letting his dog do that? What I would do is I follow you behind him, I'd pick it up. And I bring it around to his class. And I plaster all over his door, I leave it on his where he steps out and see how he thinks about it then. And then call the cops. It's very dangerous for kids. And as you said, blowing people in wheelchairs, just totally inconsiderate. Asshole, that guy is.
Okay, let me respond.
Yeah, it's not just him. It's the attitude of most of the people that's on that show. Dog goes to the toilet. Well, listen, you shouldn't get a dog unless you know about this particular dog you're getting. And if you feed it right, there won't be.
You just basically.
If you feed
said
dog right,
you would perform a dirty protest on my house. A dirty protest on my house. You would smear shit all over my house. If I let a dog crap on the street. Now, let's examine who has the biggest problem here. The crazy lunatic picking up other people's shit and following them home and spreading it all over their house, or the man who neglects to pick up shit. Let me see who the crazy person is.
You're all forgetting the time about that dog bargain. That dog bargain is losing him out of time.
I'm crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy.
The dog barking down the road is karma. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah, for him, yeah. Because, like, you know what? He's an attitude that blades things. He didn't deserve a dog.
Do you have, Jimmy, have you got a dog?
I have indeed.
Okay, what sort of dog have you got?
A Rottweiler.
Oh, lovely. Okay, so when you bring the Rottweiler for a walk, firstly, does the dog wear a muzzle when you bring it for a walk?
It's a pup at the moment. It doesn't wear a muzzle, no.
I don't think there's a rule in the law about how young it should be or how old it should be.
Well, anyway, yeah.
Should be wearing a muzzle. Okay.
No, I haven't put a muzzle on yet, but I would when it gets a bit bigger, yeah.
Okay, so your dog has a poo, and as Steve talked about earlier on, you know, it's having a bit of a bad day, digestive system-wise. Are you still going to pick it up?
What should I say that again? It's all watery.
It's kind of, you know, his digestive system's a bit dodgy, you know what I mean?
Well, it's fucking impossible, but I'll try my best. If there's parts I can pick up, yes, I will try.
Okay.
And I'm obligated to do that. Well,
oh, no, you are. By law, you are obligated to do that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm obligated to do that, but I'm also considerate. That, like, if everybody had the attitude, it's the bleeding place to be in a heap.
Hold on a second, buddy.
I'm way over time here. Ding, 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 ding. I can only listen one at a time. Steve, respond to him very quickly because I've only 30 seconds.
Okay, he's talking about being obligated. Will you do? Shut up, will you?
You don't know about obligated.
Ah, Jesus, I just lowered the two of them down. Sorry, I haven't got the time. Sorry, Jimmy and Steve, I can't. Obviously, I don't have the time. Bernie, thank you very much indeed. Ken and everybody else who got involved in the conversation.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.